News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pratik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The government informed Parliament on Tuesday that implementation of the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 would take more time, while no decision has been taken yet on a pan-India rollout of the National Register of Citizens. The Ministry of Home Affairs, which is framing the rules for the implementation of the CAA, has sought time till April from the Lok Sabha Subordination Legislation Committee and July from the Rajya Sabha Committee. The extension of time was revealed by Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai in response to a question from Kerala Congress MP V.K. Srikandan in Lok Sabha. Committee on Subordinate Legislation, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha have granted extension of time till 9/4/2021 and 9/7/2021 respectively to frame CAA rules, Rai said. The first phase of census and updation of the National Population Register has also been postponed due to the pandemic, Rai informed the House, according to an ANI report. This is the third time the MHA has sought extension of time to frame rules for CAA. The first extension was sought in July and the second in October last year, as per officials. According to parliamentary procedures, the ministry concerned has to frame rules within 6 months of the bill becoming an act for its effective implementation. It was widely speculated that the government might frame the CAA rules ahead of the West Bengal elections. CAA has been one of the main poll planks of the BJP in Bengal. However, the same issue has the potential of backfiring in Assam, which is also going to polls around the same time. Assam has been rocked by anti-CAA protests since the law was proposed. A senior BJP leader closely involved with the Bengal poll campaign, however, exuded confidence that the delay in framing rules will not affect the party's prospects. The leader, citing the example of the Mathura community, said, "The Mathuras in Bengal will vote for the BJP even if the rules are not framed. The fact remains that no other party has passed this law. That credit no one can take away from the Modi government," he said. The CAA was passed by the Lok Sabha on December 9, 2019 and by the Rajya Sabha on December 11, 2019. It got the President's nod on December 12 and the MHA issued a notification stating that the Act would come into force from January 10, 2020. The objective of the CAA is to grant Indian citizenship to persecuted minorities, that is Hindu, Sikh, Jain, Buddhist, Parsi and Christian, from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan. People from these communities who had come to India till December 31, 2014 due to religious persecution in these countries will not be treated as illegal immigrants but given Indian citizenship. This means that people from these six religions will not be deported for not having valid documents and instead will be given citizenship. Moreover, all legal proceedings against them for illegally entering India will be closed. Meanwhile, the MHA told the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Home Affairs, headed by Congress leader Anand Sharma, that no decision has been taken to create National Register of Indian Citizens. It has been clarified at various levels in government time and again that till now no decision has been taken to create National Register of Indian Citizens, the ministry said, according to a report tabled in Parliament on Tuesday. The NRC was updated in Assam to identify bona fide Indian citizens living in the state, but the exercise had created a nationwide uproar. A total of 3.3 crore people in Assam had applied to be included in it. Of them, 3.11 crore have been included in the document and 19,06,000 could not find place in the NRC, according to the final report published in August 2019. A woman in Sikri village of Uttar Pradesh's Badayun district was forced to drink acid and then stabbed in the stomach by her neighbor after she resisted his attempts to sexually assault her inside her home. The 30-year-old woman was admitted to the district hospital by police, but she has now been referred to the higher center, Bareilly, due to her serious condition. Her alleged attacker, Satendra, has been arrested, police said. According to the police, late on Monday night, Satendra, who is the woman's neighbor, entered her house forcibly and started molesting her. But when she resisted his advances, he forced her to drink acid. When she tried to shout to alert people, Satendra attacked her with a knife kept nearby, injuring her in the abdomen. The woman lives at her home with her three kids and her husband works in Delhi. After stabbing the woman, the accused fled from the spot. Neighbors reached the house of the woman on hearing her cries and informed the police about the incident. Police sent the woman to the district hospital with the help of an ambulance, from where she was referred to the higher center, Bareilly, due to her critical condition. Locals have alleged that the police at first took this whole incident lightly, but when the video of the injured woman went viral, the police registered a case of attempt to murder against Satendra and arrested him. Circle officer Ujhani Sanjay Kumar Reddy reached the village and collected all the information, while SP City Praveen Singh Chauhan has said that the accused has been arrested. A case has been registered against him based on the statement of the woman, and action will be taken on the basis of whatever facts are revealed in the investigation, he said. The din of banging pots and honking car horns reverberated through Myanmar's biggest city of Yangon late on Tuesday in the first widespread protest against the military coup that overthrew the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The party of the detained Nobel Peace Laureate called for her release by the junta that seized power on Monday and is keeping her at an undisclosed location. It also demanded recognition of her victory in a November 8 election. A senior official from her National League for Democracy said he had learned she was under house arrest in the capital Naypyidaw after the military's latest seizure of power in a country blighted for decades by army rule. The military has refused to accept the NLD's landslide election win, citing unsubstantiated allegations of fraud. The army detained NLD leaders, handed power to its commander, General Min Aung Hlaing, and imposed a state of emergency for a year. At the United Nations, the world body's Myanmar envoy, Christine Schreiner Bugner, urged the Security Council to collectively send a clear signal in support of democracy in Myanmar. The council is negotiating a possible statement that would condemn the coup, call for the military to respect the rule of law and human rights, and immediately release those unlawfully detained, diplomats said. Consensus is needed in the 15-member council for such statements. A diplomat with China's UN mission said it would be difficult to reach consensus on the draft statement. We are of the view that any action by the Council should contribute to political and social stability of Myanmar and its peace and reconciliation, avoiding escalating the tension or further complicating the situation, the diplomat said. U.S. State Department officials said the takeover had been determined to constitute a coup d'etat, triggering restrictions in foreign assistance, humanitarian aid, including to the stateless Rohingya Muslim minority, and programs that promote democracy or benefit civil society would continue. The administration of President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on the generals who seized power. And Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon as an online bookstore and built it into a shopping and entertainment behemoth, will step down later this year as CEO, a role he's had for nearly 30 years, to become executive chairman, the company announced on Tuesday. Bezos, 57, will be replaced in the summer by Andy Jassy, who runs Amazon's cloud computing business. In a blog post to employees, Bezos said he planned to focus on new products and early initiatives being developed at Amazon. He said he would have more time for side projects, including his space exploration company, Blue Origin, his philanthropic initiatives, and overseeing the Washington Post, which he owns. Bezos, who is the company's biggest shareholder, will have broad influence over Amazon. Jeff is really not going anywhere, Amazon's chief financial officer Brian Olsavsky said in a call with reporters. It is more of a restructuring of who's doing what. Launched in 1995, Amazon was a pioneer of fast free shipping that won over millions of shoppers who used the site to buy diapers, TVs, and just about anything else. Under Bezos, Amazon also launched the first e-reader that gained mass acceptance, and its Echo listening device made voice assistants a common sight in living rooms. Bezos is one of the last founders of biggest tech companies to still be CEO. The founders of Google, Oracle, and Microsoft have all stepped down from the top job of the companies they created. Facebook is still led by co-founder Mark Zuckerberg. Jassy, Bezos's replacement, is a longtime Amazon executive, having worked at the company since 1997. The cloud computing business he runs powers video streaming site Netflix and many other companies, and it has become Amazon's most profitable business. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.